Hannah Newmark has been enrolled at Santa Barbara Community College for 2 years. She has had her heart set on transferring to Cal State Long Beach for its nursing program.
I wanted to be a nurse for around 2 years now. My mom is a nurse practitioner, and it just seemed like a really good fit for me to be around people and be in the medical field.
But Hannah's plans may be put on hold as the Cal State system will freeze all enrollment for the spring of 2013 and potentially waitlist all applicants the following fall. The state has cut funding to the Cal State system by $750 million in the last 18 months. They face the possibility of another $200 million if another proposed tax initiative fails on the November ballot.
I'm having to consider out-of-state schools now because of everything that's been going on. It's so frustrating. I have pulled all of my hair out over this.
Cal State LA is one of 8 colleges that will accept a few hundred transfer students from community colleges. The rest will not accept any other students. CSU Media Relations Manager Eric Follis says he expects public outcry over the drastic action of freezing enrollment.
Any of the issues we have with enrollment at the moment are all directly tied to the pull out of state support. And if we think about it, in the last 18 months, the CSU has lost nearly $1 billion.
While this change will be devastating for thousands of students, the news wasn't unexpected for Miles Nevin. He's a graduate student at Cal State Long Beach and a member of the California State Student Association.
This is one that we've seen coming, and we're not surprised because we know that the CSU system has very few tools left in its toolkit to manage what is really a disaster that we're experiencing in California.
The CSSA has been doing everything to get people engaged in lobbying and advocacy to put pressure on the state to stop funding cuts. Nevin says he is uncertain how long these freezes will continue.
This is all dependent on what the state budget looks like. We just don't know. We have to wait and see what happens with that.
For Hannah and many other students, not many options are left. But CSU Media Relations Manager Eric Follis says impacted students should continue taking as many classes as they can at community colleges. For now, the majority of CSUs will stop enrollment for the spring of 2013 with uncertainty for the future. All is dependent on the outcome of the proposed tax initiative on the November ballot. Kira Brecky, Annenberg Radio News.